A high school student athlete from Rocky View County is one of 100 finalists in the RBC Training Ground Program, a cross-country talent search that seeks to identify the next generation of Canada's future Olympians for a variety of different sports. 15-year-old Chris Obertos, who lives near Balzac but attends St. Gabriel the Archangel High School in Chestermere, was one of roughly 1,500 athletes from a wide range of sports who tried out for the national program. After attending the Calgary evaluations, Canadian Olympic Committee talent identifiers determined the teen would be best suited to either rowing or cycling. Rowing Canada talent scouts then nominated Obertos for the national final. You go get tested on strength, speed, endurance, and power through a series of tests, said Obertos, when explaining his involvement in the RBC Training Ground program. Then they say what sport you're suited to. For me, it was rowing or cycling. I went with rowing, so joined the rowing club. As one of the program's 100 finalists, Obertos is now preparing for a trip to Ottawa to take part in the RBC Training Ground National Finals, which will further test the finalists' speed, power, strength, and endurance. The top 30 testers from that evaluation will then earn additional funding, a spot on Team Canada with one of 9 partner national sport organizations, and an accelerated path to the Olympics. Before his trip to Canada's capital next month, Obertos is practicing twice a week at the Calgary Rowing Club, learning the techniques of his new sport alongside members of the club's junior program. It's really fun, said Obertos of his recent foray into the sport of rowing. It's peaceful and outdoorsy. I haven't played many sports that are all outdoor-based, where you get to breathe in the fresh air. It's also been a lot of fun meeting new people. On September 21, Obertos spoke to the Rocky View Weekly from the Glenmore Reservoir, following an afternoon practice session. Due to windy conditions, he didn't get the chance to go out on the water that day, instead taking to the rowing machine, known as an erg in rowing parlance, for a one-hour workout. We did lots of reps on the rig to see what our physicality level is and see what we have for cardio. Legs, arms, all that, he said, adding he'd been on the water twice before then. I think I've picked it up really fast. You have to remember the steps. Getting the perfect stroke is pretty hard, but once you pick it up and start focusing on just looking straight ahead, you pick it up. As the only RBC Training Ground finalist from Rocky View County and one of just 5 from the Calgary area, Obertos said what he's most looking forward to by taking part in the program is the opportunity to meet other athletes from across the country. When it comes to the upcoming fitness tests in Ottawa, he mentioned the goal is to gain experience. I'm pretty young, so I want to see if I can get a spot in the top 30, he said. That would be amazing, but really I just want to see what it's like. Prior to taking up rowing, Obertos said his main sport was hockey. He plays for the Chestermere Lakers, and said he still hopes to continue competing with the organization this winter. According to a press release, the RBC Training Ground Program has tested 12,000 athletes at free local events across Canada since its inception in 2016, with more than 1,600 being identified by national sport organization partners as having Olympic potential. 13 RBC Training Ground athletes have gone on to compete at 2 Olympic Games, producing a collective 7 medals for Canada. This year's final testing will be held on October 22.